Pro Con Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Here's our guy.
Our guy.
You know, in this town, you got to have a guy.
For everything.
Everything. And Vic is our guy when it comes to the importance of maybe if you want to legally gamble on some sports, you know, like you're able to do in a lot of other places around the United States of America, and you eventually want to be able to do it here in Chicago, which I hope very soon we'll be able to do with BetChicago.com. Hello, it's Vic Salerno.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Couldn't be better.
Go now, ahead.
Couldn't be better. Well, you could have been better. We could have had the Bears in this week.
I want to ask you a question there, Vic. How bad did that was an interesting beat for the bookies, right? Because I think the Bears are pretty heavy favorites.
Yes, if they were about a 6.5-7 point favorite. So, yeah, a lot of money changed hands on that last missed field goal. I'll tell you that on the money line, and it was heartbreaking. And my son's been a lifelong Bears fan, so he took it real hard.
What was the money line on that? Do you know?
When the money line was about 240. So
240.
Wow.
240.
Yep. So
you
Bears bet were the biggest favorites of Wild Card Weekend.
Right. You bet $100. Yeah, you bet $10. You got 24 back on that.
Yeah, it was a hell of a weekend for the underdogs. So maybe we'll see what happens this weekend. I don't think they're all going to cover, and I don't think they're – well, there might be a couple, I think, that went out right. But we can talk about it wherever you guys want to go.
Yeah, since we got you, we might as well do that. Hey, well, let's start with the Philadelphia Eagles as they're visiting the Superdome in New Orleans against Drew Brees and the Saints. What's the what are the numbers there?
Well, now the Saints are an 8-point favorite, and on the money line they're like 4-1. Oh. So they're a big favorite. Now I'm going to say they're prohibitive because you know you guys let the Eagles get in there, and the Bears would have been a much different situation there. I never liked favorites so much, but I kind of like the Saints in this game. To tell you the truth.
Okay, Saints, and what's the over under on that?
The total on that game is where else? The total I got to find it is 51. That's a lot of points.
51. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Ah,
yeah.
Jeez. Let me think about that. Now you got. Let's see. I'm cogitating right now. You know that Eagles offense isn't exactly great now. But however, the New Orleans offense is pretty great. But but the defense played pretty well. I gotta go with the under.
I'm with Roe.
Yeah.
Kevin. Don't you know better than that?
That's true. I did tell you that last time here. Life's too short to bet the under. What am I saying? I'm all out of it. After that Sunday bad beat at Soldier Field, I'm not thinking straight.
So his ship is sailed, is what you were about to say. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I got what it was. All right. Hold on.
Oh, Vic.
This is why we love you, Vic. Yeah, you're willing to say anything, and that's good. All right, let's see here. One more item on that. Is there anything about that game that you think? I mean, 8. That's a big number, right? In NFL playoffs.
It sure is. It almost seems like a trap to me. You know, it's kind of like we're asking you guys to bet the Eagles. And in those situations, you got to watch out.
Well, you are asking us to bet the Eagles because the money's gone so prohibitively on New Orleans, right?
Right. Well, yes, they're the favorite to win it all at 2-1. Well, you're looking at the Eagles just the longest shot at 10-1. So, to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I thought the Colts looked pretty impressive in the wild card. I think they're getting 5, Vic. How do you like Indy this week against KC?
4.5 or 5. I like Indy a little. I mean, I like the Chiefs more. It's supposed to snow there for one, so that might slow down Mr. Luck a little bit. His luck might run out there. Now, you have to consider a lot of things when you make these points, but you know, one is your home field advantage, and then the weather conditions, which looks like they're going to favor the Chiefs if it's snowing, and there's a big shot at snow.
Oh, that's right.
Public opinion and just listening to you know everybody's really seen the Colts, and they've looked very good. So we have to factor that in and not make the Chiefs probably as much as we'd like to make them the favorite.
And the point total on that is what?
0.57. So it was really high. Now that's probably going to come down as by game time, I would guess.
Yeah, three quarters of the money right now in the nation is going toward toward the Chiefs in that, which makes a ton of sense. All right. Also tomorrow, Cowboys and Rams. I'm looking forward to this game actually, because you know the Cowboys are playing, you know, the best football of the season right now, and the Rams, after they met with the Bears, they literally had to screw their heads back on after that game, and so it's right now it's still the Rams still 7 point right. I see 7 points.
Yes. 7 point favorite and 50 is the total on that game there. The Rams, you know, it depends which Rams show up. Gurley's still questionable whether he's going to play or not. I don't think Goff has been the quarterback that he was before. This is a tough one for me. I'd rather stay away from it, even if I could take the Cowboys in 7.
We're going to take a pass. You know what? I think that you're my favorite kind of...
it's a responsible move.
Better right there is a guy who can walk away from something. I've never been able to walk away from anything, so God bless you, Vic, for being able to do that. All right, let's... Chargers, Patriots. That's the early game on Sunday.
We're looking at around the Patriots are 4 point favorite. The total's 47.5. I'll tell you the truth. In the future book, where they bet who's going to win it all, we have a lot more money on the Chargers than we do the Patriots. I like the Chargers in this game. I think that they prove they can go east. It's supposed to be cold, but it's not supposed to be snow. And if there's no wind, that's even a bigger thing. If there's no wind, I really do like Rivers in this game. I mean, Rivers is a tremendous player. He's a team leader. He's one of the few quarterbacks that you'll see when their team is on defense is out there cheering for him, for the defense. All the other quarterbacks are back sitting on the bench and looking at film or whatever. When Rivers is really he's really what we call a real leader, in my opinion.
One thing I love, I'm a gigantic Patrick Mahomes fan. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are just so much fun to watch this year. But to see Philip Rivers against Drew Brees in the Super Bowl would make me, as a guy who's, you know, on the other side of 50 now, feel so much better about my life. These guys that I remember, I was young when they came into the league, these guys are great. I mean, they really, really, really are great.
And the history behind them too.
Right. So. That's why they traded
from when they drafted. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think this is really it's a fun weekend. All right, and what's Vegas going to be like this weekend?
Yeah, Vegas, we're going to be all jammed up here. We're doing well. We had a little show called Convex here this week, so you can't if you live here, you don't want to ever go any place because there's, you know, about 200,000 conventioners here, so it's really, really crazy there. Yeah. But the book should be packed. They are four attractive games, so you should get it. Now, how's it going to beat tomorrow night in Chicago when our Golden Knights come out there to beat your Blackhawks?
Vic talking smack.
I think the phone's breaking up now. I don't think we can hear you no more.
Hello?
You hear what I'm saying? You hear me? Yeah, the Golden Knights. Okay, all right. You know what? I want to start with that right now. You know, you're on my good side. Do not get on my list.
listen, when I was back there and went in to see you, I stopped the Blackhawks losing streak. You guys went off and won 5-6 in a row.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, point totals. Yeah, that's right. Getting a point. Yeah. And, you know, we're trying to, we are desperately trying here. I don't want to tease something that is not 100% in the books yet, but we do have a plan to take some people out with us to go see Vic. Potentially, around, I don't know, maybe March Madness, something like that. So we're thinking of, we're trying to work something out there.
That would be great. We'll show you a great time. It's a lot of fun, especially the first Thursday and Friday are the best days.
Yeah.
They are the absolute best days.
Because there's basketball on. You know, there's constantly betting in the air. And the nice part of that Thursday night is, you know, you got a get even game at about 11 o'clock Chicago time.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes we have to get even too.
Yeah, so. you got a game. You know, the late game. You never know. Oh my God! I'm putting it all on Michigan.
Well, I tell you, we always get a group of guys together and all throw in like 500, and so we got about 5,000 to work with, and we got 200-300 a game. And one time we didn't even make it to Saturday, and we were out of money. So
could be a heartbreaker.
It's fun though.
Yeah,
it's great. It's one of the greatest events of all time, except for Blackhawk hockey.
Yes,
hockey's my favorite.
There you go. That's finally.
Aren't you guys a state? You guys are a station.
We might just happen to be. That's exactly right. So why are you talking smack about the Golden Knights?
We'll have it at 7 tomorrow night.
I got upset last night. I was at the game and we lost to San Jose. It was still got that bad taste in my mouth. You know what I mean?
Hey, I want to tell you what a great stadium in Vegas that is. They built it, you know, like everything, like that whole part of the strip. Yep. It's all super nice and super luxurious, and it's great, great job by all those people who did that. Vegas knows how to do it right. That is, there's no question about it.
You have to go. It's an experience, and they really do a good job.
Yeah.
And they're really part of the community, which is even better.
Yeah.
No, love to have you.
And thanks. Vegas never bets the under.
That's right. Life's too short to bet the under. Vic and Violetta reminded me.
I think Vic may have bet the under a time or two in his life. I'm just thinking.
I have.
Yeah.
I have. So if you guys want, I got a couple things here, like the players to score first or anything like that. If you want to talk about that, that's of interest.
Those are big. We'll do that for the conference championships next week.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
That sounds great. I love it.
Yeah.
And
then for the Super Bowl, it's all props because nobody bets on anything else.
Any for kickers missing?
Oh God!
You got any of those prop bets teed up, Vic?
Yes. That poor kid, my heart goes out to him. It's almost
right. God, not you too. All right.
What's his name?
Don't even say his name. Don't even say his
What's
name.
What's his name from Buffalo that kept going wide right for two Super Bowls?
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah, that guy. I mean, that's true. The Buffalo
Norwood,
Bills.
Scott Norwood.
Yeah, that's right. He was the most hated. Yeah, no. All right, goodbye. Goodbye to everybody. Vic, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks,
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Vic.
Hey, guys.
All right.
Do good and stay in tune with Bet Chicago.
Thank you, sir. A lot of the Vic's insights are at Bet Chicago. BetChicago.com or the Bet Chicago app. All right, let us. I love Vic.
I'm feeling lucky.
I always enjoy talking to Vic.
Right, don't you? I mean, you know the funny thing about a guy like that is that you feel calm about the fact that you're about to lose all that money.
Well, he's got restraint. He's like, we put our $500 in and then we were out of money and it was over. Yeah, I was like, all right.
I don't know what he's
responsible.
There, but I believe him.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe them too.
The only part he got wrong was that Tom Brady's going to lose. That was the only part I heard that was wrong.
He's liking San Diego.
You mean Los Angeles?
Chargers.
Yes.
Chargers.
That's right.
Past.
They used to be.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, LA. Chargers, yes. What did I say? San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still mixes
so
me up here.
Do you know? It's funny you should mention that Philip Rivers still lives in San Diego, and he has an outfitted
with
Astro
his 400 van. Children.
He's got a compound, and he's got this van, this like extended van that he turned into an office that drives him up to practice every day, and he watches film, and he stays on the he answers emails, and he stretches out in it, and they slide the door open. It's like his ma's dropping him off at practice. They slide the door open, and he goes out onto the field up in L.A.
He's a family man.
Yeah.
He's never reached a Super Bowl, right?
No. Never been to a Super Bowl.
And Philip Rivers is probably the greatest quarterback not to have in the modern era. Right.
Probably among that core of the Mannings, the Bradys, Roethlisberger, Breeze, he's probably one of the more underrated of that whole group that's been kind of the leaders of the quarterbacks for the past 10, 20 years.
Right.
Rivers has kind of silently been dominant out there on the West Coast.
Right.
Like to see him win.
Yes. Philip Rivers getting all Philip Rivers. I don't know if you all remember that commercial from years and years and years ago, but Philip Rivers is, he didn't always have the best team around him.
No. And when they did get to the playoffs, they lost.
Right. So
maybe it's their year.
Yep.
Take down TB12, Anna.
Never beaten Brady before.
All right. Got to go. really, I hate you all right now. But you know who I hate the most?
Who?
Cody Parkey.
No, we don't. We just hate that he lost.
Kim. I hate him. Kim.
We don't hate anybody, Ro.
We hate him.
No.
I have some good news.
What?
Good news on the health of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.